This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has decided to cancel the NEET UG 2026 examination conducted on the 3rd of this month for admission to undergraduate medical education. In a social media post, NTA informed that this decision has been taken in the interest of students and in recognition of the trust on which the national examination system rests. The agency also stated that the government has decided to refer the matter to the Central Bureau of Investigation for a comprehensive inquiry into the allegations of paper leak. The agency said it will extend full cooperation to the Bureau and provide all materials, records and assistance required for the investigation. It said the decision was taken following the inputs examined by the NTA in coordination with central agencies and investigative findings shared by law enforcement agencies. The NTA said the examination will be reconducted on dates to be notified separately. Registration details, candidature information and examination centres selected for the May 2026 cycle will remain unchanged and be carried forward to the reconducted examination. The agency informed that no fresh registration will be required and no additional examination fee will be levied. Senior BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma has taken oath as the Chief Minister of Assam for a second consecutive term. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered him the oath of office and secrecy at a ceremony held at the Veterinary College ground in Karnapara, Guwahati.
Moi, Sri Himanta Biswa Sarma, Ishwarar namat shapat lao je bidhir dwara stapito Bharator sangbidhanor proti moi prokito biswas aru anugotya pohon korim.
Along with Dr. Sarma, four MLAs was also sworn in as cabinet ministers. They include Rameshwar Teli and Ajanta Niyog from the BJP, Atul Bora from Ahamgon Parishad and Charan Boro from Bodoland People's Front. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, several Union Ministers and Chief Ministers from NDA-ruled states attended the ceremony. With this, Dr. Sarma has become the first non-Congress leader in Assam to serve consecutive terms as Chief Minister. The National Democratic Alliance, or NDA, returned to power for a third consecutive term in the state, securing 102 seats in the 126-member Assam Legislative Assembly. Chief Justice of India Suryakant has announced to constitute a high-powered committee headed by Supreme Court Justice Arvind Kumar to prepare a blueprint for the modernization of courts across the country and secure a government allocation of 40 to 50,000 crore rupees for the purpose. The Judicial Infrastructure Advisory Committee will address infrastructural deficiencies in courts through substantial financial support from the government. Apart from Justice Kumar, the committee will comprise Justices Devangshu Basak, Ashwini Kumar Mishra, Somashekhar Sudarshan of the High Courts of Calcutta, Punjab and Haryana and Bombay. The Director General of the Central Public Works Department and the Secretary General of the Supreme Court will also be members of the panel. The committee has been tasked with submitting its detailed findings and funding requirements to Sanjeev Sanyal, a member of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, by 31st of August this year. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that through the National Education Policy 2020, the government is continuously promoting research and innovation based on the mother tongue, Indian knowledge traditions and AI-driven education. He added that due to this reason, the Global South looks towards India with trust, solutions and expectations of leadership. The minister said this while addressing the 58th Foundation Day of Indian Council of Social Science Research. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Chile, Francisco Perez Mackenna, along with members of the Chilean delegation. In a social media post, he said that during the meeting, both the leaders reviewed the progress of the Indian-Chile Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations. Benchmark domestic equity indices slumped for the fourth consecutive session today amid weak global cues. The Sensex plunged 1,456 points or 1.92% to close at 74,559. The Nifty shed 436 points to settle at 23,380. And that is the end of this news bulletin.